This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. This is Riyad Razazi welcoming you to the Stories of the Prophets, episode number 10. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaba. Ahlan Lula Robe, you just joined, mashallah. She's the first one to join today. Ahlan marhaban. I'm just going to give a minute. Ahlan Humaira Tokar wa alaikum salam from Facebook. And then Instagram is a little bit slow today. We'll just give a minute with your permission for more people to join. Ahlakum salam wa rahmatullah. Okay. Yeah. I did not send a reminder today on my WhatsApp group. Is that why? I don't know. But anyways, I'll just give another minute, inshallah, for more people to join. And then we're back with the episode number 10 for the stories of the prophets. And we're still with the story of Salih, alayhi salam. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaba. Kiko Leblanc, wa alaykum as-salam. Kiko Leblanc from the UK, ahlan. And Nawal joined, wa alaykum as-salam, all the way from Belgium. And Sister Yasmin and Shazia 2020, mashallah. So they're coming. And Naz Thabit, wa alaykum as-salam, ahlan wa sahlan. Yeah, it's okay, but as long as you're there, my man. As long as you are there, my friend. And Rika Zawa, yay, she's back. And Yasmin, wa alaykum salam. And Layla, wa alaykum salam. Ahlan, ahlan, ahlan. Here we go back. Okay. Wa alaykum salam, waving back. Ahlan, marhaban bikum. Marhaban. Ahlan wa sahlan. So sisters and brothers, this is our episode number 10, the stories of the prophets. And we're still with the story of Salih, alayhi salam. Sidi Yasin al-Rais, Sidi Yasin al-Rais, ahlan wa sahlan. Yeah, alhamdulillah rabbil alamin, trying to be here. Yes, jazakallah khair barakiko. I hope your son, children are doing great and they're enjoying staying home. I don't know, how can you enjoy staying home? But alhamdulillah, things are getting better now. The weather is great here in Canada, in Toronto. I don't know about the UK, the land of the rain. But here is, alhamdulillah, we're doing better. Allahumma lak alhamd. Anyways, brothers and sisters, let us start, inshallah ta'ala. All right, let us start, inshallah, with the stories of the prophets. And we'll continue or we'll resume the story of Salih, alayhi salam. As I said, Salih is one of the four Arabi prophets. The four only Arabi prophets off of 124,000. Off of 124,000 prophets, there are only four that are Arabs. You have Hud, and then you have Salih, and then you have Shu'aib, and then you have Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in that sequence, right? In that sequence. Hud was Arabi, Salih, Arabi, Shu'aib, Arabi, and Prophet Muhammad sallam, Arabi. So after Allah azza wa jal destroyed the people of Ad, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed the people of Ad, not wanting to believe in their prophet, you know, after they started indulging in worshiping idols. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent upon them that wind, as we explained. And then people lived, and the Tawheed with Hud alayhi salam. And then they settled in a new area called Al-Hijr. Al-Hijr, which is about 400 kilometers northwest of Medina, subhanAllah. This area still exists until today. But I will tell you something interesting about this area that happened at the time of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam, right? I will tell you something really interesting about it. You know, but that area, like I said, still exists until today. Is only about 400 kilometers northwest of Medina. It's called Al-Hijr. And who settled there? The people of Thamud. Now it's a new qabila called Thamud. You know, the people of Thamud. And after the, Hud alayhi salam passed away, and these people, they followed the ways of their predecessors, you know, their ancestors, I would say, you know, the people of Hud as well. They were huge as well, they were humongous, and they were powerful, and they were also very civilized and very smart, and very wealthy. They were very, very wealthy. And as the people of Hud, they used to carve, you know, like houses from mountains. So these people were the same, doing the same, pretty much. وَكَانُوا يَنْحِتُونَ مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتَ As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Hijr, chapter Al-Hijr, they used to carve houses from these rocky mountains. You know, rocky mountains were there, for them were like, you know, la pata modle, you know, like, you know, Play-Doh. They would just go and carve houses easily in these mountains. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent, you know, after they indulged in worshipping idols, Allah azza wa jal, you know, sends prophets. So this time Allah azza wa jal sent another prophet from them, his Arabic prophet by the name of Salih. I said yesterday that Salih means righteous, you know. Salih, Saliha, a righteous woman. Salih, a righteous man in Arabic.
وَإِلَى ثَمُودَ أَخَاهُمْ صَالِحًا قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُهُ
Surah Hud, verse number 61. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and to Thamud, their brother, you know, Salih. And I mentioned yesterday, you know, what does it mean, you know, their brother? Is it their blood brother? No, he was not their blood brother, but he was a brother from, you know, as he used to live with them, from their tribe, from inhumanity.
قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهِ
Oh my people, worship Allah.
مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُهُ
You have no other God other than Him. Why would you worship something else other than Him? Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُهُ
هُوَ أَنْشَأَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ وَاسْتَعْمَرَكُمْ فِيهَا فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ إِنَّ رَبِّي قَرِيبٌ مُجِيبٌ
هو أنشأكم من الأرض. He's the one who established you on earth, and he's the one who granted you wealth. He granted you wealth. Like I said, these people, they were really, you know, wealthy and powerful. You know, فاستغفروه ثم توبوا إليه. Seek forgiveness and then repent to him. And I spoke yesterday about the difference between seeking forgiveness and, you know, and repenting or making tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثم توبوا إليه إن ربي قريب مجيب. My Lord is near and my Lord is the one who answers the dua subhanahu wa ta'ala.
إذ قال لهم أخوهم صالح ألا تتقون إني لكم رسول أمين فاتقوا الله وأطيعون وما أسألكم عليه من أجر إن أجري إلا على رب العالمين
In Surah Al-Shu'ara, again another, you know, chapter that also explains this beautiful story of Salih when he told them, again, أخوهم, their brother, when he told them, Don't you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? إِنِّي لَكُمْ رَسُولٌ أَمِينٌ I'm a warner, I'm a prophet, I'm a messenger warning you. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ You know, fear Allah azza wa jal and listen to me, obey my orders. وَمَا أَسَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ I don't need no reward from you. My reward is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as Salih was also very bright, intelligent, you know, they said, Ya Salih, قد كنت فينا مرجوة. Oh Salih, we had much hope in you. We were even planning to make you our leader because you were you're very bright and smart. But we thought wrong, you know. We thought so high of you. We had so much hope of you. And then, look, you know, you're becoming a preacher. You're telling us some nonsense, things that makes no sense. So they ridiculed him and they did not believe in him. قالوا إن How did they ridicule him? They ridiculed him because they accused him of being from المسحرين.
قالوا إنما أنت من المسحرين.
They said, you know, some sihr has happened to you. Somebody has casted some black magic on you. You were just fine. You were brilliant. You were fine. You were with us. And, you know, but all of a sudden you started talking about worshiping one God versus worshiping these idols, which is the religion of our forefathers. You know, and now you're telling us to worship only one God. Indeed, some sihr has happened to you. Indeed, some sihr. إنك من المسحرين. You've been affected by magic. You've been affected by magic. So, my brothers and sisters, this is what we know and what we talked about so far yesterday. There was just like a quick summary. They now they try to ask him for something impossible. You know, sometimes when you watch that, you know, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? You know, and then as the questions, you know, reach like a high amount of money, like when you reach 100,000, 200,000, 250,000, 500,000, then the questions become quite like really, really hard. And then when it comes to like 1 million, sometimes they give you a ta'jizi question. What's a ta'jizi question? Ta'jizi question in Arabic is like an impossible kind of question. Like you, how can you know the answer to this question? You must be like some really, really, some type of guru, right? So they asked him, we don't believe in you, but if you want us to believe in you, can you, you know, because they used to live in this area, you know, mountain, rocky mountain area. So they said, off of that huge rock, we want you to spit that rock. You see that huge rock? We want you to spit that rock, and we want out of that rock a camel to come out from it. What? Yeah, a camel. Oh, you said you're a prophet. A camel to come out from that rock, and not any camel. No, we wanted it to be a she camel, يعني a female camel. So al-ta'jizi. Like, what do you mean? Like a rock? Split the rock, and off of the rock, not an insect, not an ant. An ant would make sense. A she camel, not any camel, a she camel, just like, you know, subhanallah, the story of Musa with Banu Israel, when they asked him about the cow. We will talk about that, inshallah ta'ala, when we start talking about Musa, you know, when they start talking about the cow, we want this type of cow, we want that color, we want this brand, we want this thing, we want this, that. They made it so hard, and the more they asked for things, the more Allah Azza wa Jalla made it harder for them. So here, these people that asking for, Ya Salih. And not only that, a she camel, and on top of that, pregnant. Pregnant, she has to be pregnant. Not just any camel, no, a female camel, and he's got to be pregnant. That comes out from a rock. Do rocks produce camels? But they said, you're the prophet, this is what we want. We want that miracle. Bring it up. But Salih agreed to their challenge. Salih alayhi salam, he agreed to their challenge, you know, provided that they believe. If we were to bring out that she camel pregnant, hoping that they would believe. But here's the problem. The Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam, he was asked something similar. At the time, you know, with Quraysh. They were saying, we want to see the angels coming down. We want to see you being raised and flying. And they asked for so many things. But the Prophet said, I'm only Malak, I'm Rasul. I'm a human being and prophet. But the Prophet Muhammad could have made their, you know, request. He could have fulfilled it. But why he didn't fulfill it? Because he knows. He knows from the stories of previous prophets. This is why we understand when we study the stories of the prophets, we will also understand the seerah of the Prophet Muhammad. The Prophet Muhammad, he refused to fulfill Quraysh's, you know, request of having an angel to come down, having him to be raised and then to be flying and this and that, because he knew that if he was to show them that sign or that miracle, they would not believe. And if they were not to believe, Allah Azza wa Jalla will destroy them. So Allah, he did not want Allah to destroy them. Hud or Salih, he said, okay, you want that? I'll bring you that. But you have to believe. And they would not believe. So Allah Azza wa Jalla destroyed them. So Prophet Muhammad, he knew from the stories of previous prophets that they will ask for a miracle, and I can bring them this miracle, and they will not believe, and Allah Azza wa Jalla will destroy them, just like it happened to the people of Salih. So Salih said, okay, we'll make that happen. لولا أنزل عليه ملك ولو أنزلنا ملكا لقضي الأمر. They said that about Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام. لولا أنزل عليه ملك. You know, if an angel was to, you know, descend upon him so that we can see this angel coming down. لو أنزلنا, Allah عز وجل says, if this angel was to come down, لقضي الأمر. The matter will be ordained. The matter will be ordained. These people will not believe, Allah عز وجل will destroy them. Allahu Akbar. Brothers and sisters, I learn also one thing here. Don't make promises if you cannot fulfill them. Huh? More Cain, شهناز كبير كي كولو بلون منى يمنى ليلى بركة مؤنسة منزة you know all of you brothers and sisters عمير don't make a promise if you cannot fulfill it.
وأوفوا بالعهد إن العهد كان مسؤولا ولا تقف ما ليس لك به علم إن السمع والبصر والفؤاد كل أولئك كان عنه مسؤولا.
Allah Azza wa Jalla says that clearly in Surah Al-Isra. وَأَوْفُوا بِالْعَهْدِ and fulfill your oath. If you were to make an oath, fulfill that oath. وَأَوْفُوا بِالْعَهْدِ. If you make a promise, fulfill the promise. Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he talked about the signs of the hypocrites, there are two hadith. One hadith that says about the three signs of the hypocrites. You know, إِذَا أَتُمِنَ خَانَ. When he makes a promise, he does not keep his promise. He does not keep his promise. So these people, they made a promise. They said, okay, you know, if you bring this, we'll believe. They did not believe Allah Azza wa Jalla destroyed them. So here, brothers and sisters, there's so many lessons. One lesson is, don't make a promise if you cannot fulfill it. Don't tell so-and-so. You know, sometimes, you know, I ask people in my group, or people to join my team. You know, I started really being very meticulous on who to choose to join my team, you know, in the rock team. Sometimes people, especially youngsters, they have so much zeal and passion. I want to join, I want to do this, I want to do that. Can you do it? Yeah, I can do that, Sheikh, I can do this, and I'll probably do it, alhamdulillah. They have so much in them, and then, you know, they join, and after some time, and here's the problem with some people. They can't say no. They cannot say no. They take upon a promise which they cannot fulfill, and they feel shy saying no, so they just say okay, but they don't do it. There is a course which I have taught a long time ago called Positive No. How to say no and get yes. Positive No. It's a seminar I have taught how to say no and get yes. Still, when you cannot do something, it's better for you to tell that person, I'm really sorry, I cannot do it. Either you can defer it, like delay it, let's say, I cannot do it now, but I can do it, let's say, tomorrow, or I can do it this afternoon, I can do it, you know. But now I'm in the middle of so many things, I can. It's rather for you to say something like that than taking upon you, you know, taking upon yourself many commitments, and you won't deliver these commitments. Even in Islam, it's haram. Even in Islam, it is not right. And some people say, well, I felt shy, embarrassed to say no to the sheikh or to the teacher or to this or to my friend or to this and that. Yeah, it's better to say no nicely than saying yes, I will do it, and you don't do it. So don't make a promise if you cannot fulfill it. That's all we're trying to say here. That's all we're trying to say. Do not make a promise you cannot fulfill. وَأَوْفُوا بِالْعَهْدِ. Fulfill your covenant. The ahd, the promise is a covenant. So fulfill that covenant.
قَالَ هَذِهِ نَاقَةُ اللَّهِ لَهَا شِرْبٌ وَلَكُمْ شِرْبٌ مَعْلُومٌ وَلَا تَمَسُّوهَا بِسُوءٍ فَيَأْخُذَكُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ.
Surah Al-Shu'ara, verse number 155. He says, okay, my people, here's this naqa. Here is this she camel that she has asked for. And the she camel came out. Before their eyes, this big rock split open, and the she camel came out pregnant as they have requested. So he said, here it is, my people. Here's the camel that she has asked for. لَهَا شِرْب. Because the she camel has a condition. It has a state. And that state is she drinks a lot. She drinks a lot. So one day she will get to drink, and the other day you get to drink. She drinks one day, you drink the other day. And don't harm her. If you were to harm her, يَمَسُكُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. A very chaste, you know, punishment from Allah Azza wa Jal, very severe punishment from Allah will be inflicted upon you. So leave this naqa. This is a miracle. You want a miracle? Here it is. Before your eyes. But don't harm this miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
ويا قوم هذه ناقة الله لكم آية فذروها تأكل في أرض الله ولا تمسوها بسوء فيأخذكم عذاب قريب.
Surah Hud, verse number 64. Same thing. Oh my people, he is this naqa. This is naqa in Arabic means she camel. In Arabic, jamal, jamal means a camel. Right? The male, camel. A she camel, in Arabic, it's called naqa. Naqa. Like the Prophet Muhammad, by the way, here's a question. What was the name of the she camel of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Who knows? The name of the she camel of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who knows? Yalla Munazza, Humaira, Kiko, Mu'nisa, Maryam, Layla, Munayya, Muna, Kiko, Umair. What's the name of the she camel of the Prophet Muhammad? Who will be the first one to say? No. Yeah, Humaira Tuqir, Al-Qaswa. Al-Qaswa. Very good job, Humaira Tuqir. Humaira Tuqir from Facebook, she answered. Yeah, Humaira, she answered before you, Zawal Arayb. Yeah, well, no, I already got the answer from Humaira Tuqir. Great job from Facebook, Al-Qaswa. Al-Qaswa. That's the name of the she camel of the Prophet, ﷺ. And then he told them, لا تمسوها بسوء. Don't harm her. Do not harm this قصوى. Not the قصوى. يعني the she camel. Don't harm the she camel of the ayah. It's a sign from Allah Azza wa Jal. It's an ayah from Allah Azza wa Jal. Because if you were to touch her, if you were to harm her, adab, a punishment from Allah Azza wa Jal will be inflicted upon you. And because it has is a great appetite, as I mentioned, so it will drink. It will drink a lot. You know. So let her, give her one day to drink as much as she wants. And then the next day, you guys get to drink as much as you want. Right? This is the only sign. You ask for a sign. Here it is. It's a miracle. But the condition here, because she drinks a lot, she has a great appetite, let her drink one day, and you guys get to drink the other day. Some people did actually believe in Salih after the Qaswa came. And not the Qaswa, the she camel came. After the she camel came out from that rock, a lot of people actually believed in Salih. But the community was split into Mu'mineen, Kafirin. The community of Thamud was split into believers and non-believers. Right? And subhanAllah, every prophet, you know, it's just the same story, right? With every prophet. You have believers, and then you have non-believers. Subhanallah. Ajib.
وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَىٰ ثَمُودَ أَخَاهُمْ صَالِحًا أَنْ يَعْبُدُوا اللَّهِ فَإِذَا هُمْ فَرِيقَانِ يَخْتَصِمُونَ
In Surah An-Naml, verse number 45, Allah Azza wa Jalla says that we have sent, you know, to Thamud, their brother, Salih, أن يعبدوا الله, telling them to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but unfortunately they split in two groups. They split in two groups, يختصمون, يختصمون. These two groups, you know, divided. They were divided into groups, believers and non-believers. So what happened to the camel, brothers and sisters?
وَكَانَ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ تِسْعَةُ رَهْطٍ يُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا يُصْلِحُونَ
Surah An-Naml, verse number 45. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there were people, there were some people in the Medina, in the town of Thamud, in Al-Hijr, you know, there were some people who were causing mischief, who were causing, you know, corruption on earth. Nine of them, nine people in total. How many people killed the camel? Nine. Let me tell you the story, you know, of this camel. There was this woman by the name of Saduh. Saduq, her name was. Saduq, this woman. Her husband became a believer. He believed in Salih. So she held so much hatred in her heart for Salih and for his camel. So she sort of appointed or hired those nine men and their leader, Musra' or Masra', his name was, their leader. You know, Qidar, one of them, his name is Qidar, and another name, his name is Musra'. These are the leaders of those nine people who used to cause mischief on earth. So, she says to their leader, because her husband left her. She didn't want to believe. If you were to kill that camel, I will be yours. She offered herself to those people who, if they were to kill the camel, the she camel. And that man, actually the leader of that group, used to be her cousin. And she told him, I'll give you anything you want. I'll offer myself to you, provided that you kill the camel. Right. Are you following me, sisters and brothers? Those of you on Facebook, are you following? Those of you on Instagram, are you following so far? The story of the she-camel, the people who made the promise and did not fulfill the promise, and now the plotting to kill the she-camel. Are you following so far? Trying to make it like a play for you. You know, so this woman, she called these guys, you know, amongst them her cousin, because her husband, you know, embraced the religion of Salih, the religion of Tawheed. So she felt in her heart, you know, so much hatred, and then she offered herself to her cousin, provided that he kills the she-camel. So they got together, the Jamma'u ala Naqa, all together. They went to the Naqa. Salih wasn't there. So these guys, they went into the Naqa, you know. The Naqa, she saw them, the Naqa means the she-camel. She saw them coming with their knives, wanting to kill her. You know, they hamstrung, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. They hamstrung the camel, right? So they came with their, you know, swords and their, you know, knives and whatnot. She ran. But as she ran, they throw an arrow at her. You know, one of those nine men threw an arrow, you know, at her, so she fell. As she fell, جاءها قدار. قدار came, and then he hit her with his sword. And then فصاحت, when he hit her with his sword, she screamed. She made this noise. She screamed, ناقة. She's ناقةullah. She is ناقةullah. She's the son from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ناقةullah. So she screamed, you know. And then, subhanAllah, her son, because she had a baby, now she delivered, because she was pregnant, she delivered, you know, her whatever, and her baby was with her. So her baby ran, because she went down, you know, she came down as they hit her, and they stabbed her with their sword. Her baby ran, so they killed the baby, and they took her because she was down on the ground, and then they slaughtered her. They killed her, slaughtered her, and she was done. Not only slaughtered her, they slaughtered her and they slaughtered her son. Her and her son. Her baby. Baby camel. She camel and her baby camel. They were all killed by these people who promised. Salih, if you were to bring us a sign, and that sign is from a rock, we want to see a she camel pregnant come in out from the rock. And we shall believe. Rather than believing, they killed the she-camel and her baby. And they started laughing and chanting, قَتَلْنَاهَا, we killed her. Nothing happened to us. Nothing, we're fine. He's a prophet. What kind of... No, nothing happened. There's no punishment. There's nothing. They started having fun and chanting and partying. We killed the she-camel. Nothing has happened to us. فَعَقَرُوا النَّاقَةَ وَعَثَوْا عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِمْ وَقَالُوا يَا صَالِحْ ائْتِنَا بِمَا تَعِدُنَا إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. In Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 77, they hamstrung that camel. And they, of course, disobeyed the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as they, you know, hamstrung the camel. And they told Salih, oh Salih, i'tina. Now they are challenging Salih on top of that. Not only ridiculing him and making fun, they challenged him. If you are truly a prophet, or if you're truly a messenger, bring some punishment from your Lord. You saw us, we killed the camel. So if you are truly a prophet, a messenger, call your Lord to send the punishment upon us. Ya'ani, the top of kufr. The top and the top of kufr. Even amongst kufar, my brothers and sisters, there's a differentiation, there's a level. There's a level of kufr. There are those who do not believe in prophets. This is why hellfire is levels. Allah is just. There are some who did not believe. There are some who did not believe and committed crimes. There are some who did not believe, committed crimes, and killed prophets. There are levels in kufr. Levels in kufr. وَالْعِيَدُ بِاللَّهِ. So these people, not only they disbelieved and killed the sign of Allah Azza wa Jal, they killed the she camel. Ajib. So the sign came. Okay, you want this? The sign came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَكُمْ أَن تَمْكُثُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَتَعِيشُوا فِيهَا ثَلْتَ أَيَّامٍ. The sign is, you only have to remain on this village now, this city, this town, 3 days. After 3 days, the punishment of Allah will be afflicted upon you. You got 3 days. But these people, they didn't believe. All right, fine. You claim to be prophet. Bring on your punishment. You say the punishment 3 days. Here we are. We're waiting for that punishment. Allah Akbar. وَمَكَرُوا مَكْرًا وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ They plotted, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala plotted as well. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. The plan of Allah. And when the plan of Allah comes, nobody can escape from the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So 3 days. The first day, their faces became so yellowish. The third day, the second day, the faces turned red. And then the third day, the faces turned so dark. So dark. 3 days. The first day, the faces turned yellow. Second day, this is a punishment from Allah Azza wa Jalla. The faces turned red. And then the third day, the faces turned dark. وَالْعِيَدُ بِاللَّهِ سودت وجوههم لما جاء أسماء عفروا قبورهم وجعلوا ينتظروا العذاب من الله سبحانه وتعالى. Let me tell you what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says with regard to this. وَمَكَرُوا مَكْرًا وَمَكَرْنَا مَكْرًا وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ قَالُوا تَقَاسَمُوا بِاللَّهِ لَنُنَبِّئَنَّهُ وَأَهْلَهُ ثُمَّ لَتَقُولَنَّ لِوَلِيِّهِ مَا شَهِدْنَا مَهْلِكَ أَهْلِهِ وَإِنَّا لَصَادِقُونَ. Not only brothers and sisters, they killed the she camel, they also plotted to kill Salih alayhi salam. And they said to one another, those nine people, they said, we going to kill, the man, and we're just going to claim that it is not us. We're going to tell his family. We don't know who did it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that in Surah An-Naml, verse number 49. تَقَاسَمُوا بِاللَّهِ. They made an oath amongst them. We shall kill him. Let's go and kill Salih on top of that. And if the family asks, we say, we don't know who killed him. مَا شَهِدْنَا. We don't know what happened to him. So not only they killed the camel, and they were planning to kill the prophet of the camel, alayhi salam. فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ الصَّيْحَةُ مُصْبِحِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُودُ بِطَغْوَاهَا إِذِ انْبَعَثَ أَشْقَاهَا فَقَالَ لَهُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ نَاقَةَ اللَّهِ وَسُقْيَاهَا فَكَذَّبُوهُ فَعَقَرُوهَا فَدَمْدَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِذَنْبِهِمْ فَسَوَّاهَا وَلَا يَخَافُ عُقُبَاهَا. Allah. Allah Azza wa Jalla says that beautifully. كَذَّبَ الثَّمُودُ بِطَغْوَاهَا. Thamud, they lied, they did not believe. كَذَّبُوا, they promised and they did not fulfill their promise, they did not keep their covenant. بِطَغْوَى إِذِ انْبَعَثَ أَشْقَاهَا. أَشْقَاهَا, they're most, the criminal one, this man who says, I'm going to kill, not only the Naqa, the she-camel, but also the prophet of the Naqa. I'm going to kill him as well. كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُودُ بِطَغْوَاهَا إِذِ انْبَعَثَ أَشْقَاهَا فَقَالَ لَهُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ نَاقَةَ اللَّهِ وَسُقْيَاهَا. Rasulullah Salih, he told them, Naqatullah, this is the Naqa of Allah, وَسُقْيَاهَا. يعني سُقْيَا in Arabic means that it's drinking. Let her drink and you drink one day, she drinks the other day. فَكَذَّبُوهُ فَعَقَرُوهَا. They did not believe in him. فَعَقَرُوهَا, they hamstrung her. فَدَمْدَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِذَنْبِهِمْ فَسَوَّاهَا وَلَا يَخَافُ عُقُبَاهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them all as a result of their, you know, their action, their crime, in what, you know, like how, in what type of punishment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent upon them a blast. A blast. Nuh, the rain, the flood, the deluge. Nuh. Hud, the wind. Salih, a blast. The blast came, the sound. They started hearing the sound, brothers and sisters, and the sound like the first day, the second day, the third day. Because the first day, the, like I said, the faces turned yellow. The second day, the faces turned red. And then the third day, the faces turned dark, like really dark. And then after their faces turned dark, they started hearing this sound. And the sound started getting louder and louder and louder and louder and louder until the whole community, the whole town started shaking. And then this blast came. This blast brought their hearts off of their chest. It is not an earthquake, Humaira. It's a blast. It is not an earthquake. It is a blast. It's a noise, sound that killed them. كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُودُ بِطَغْوَاهَا. And then Salih came back to address them after they died. يَا قَوْمِ لَقَدْ أَبْلَغْتُكُمْ رِسَالَةَ رَبِّكُمْ وَنَصَحْتُ لَكُمْ وَلَكِنْ لَا تُحِبُّونَ النَّاصِحِينَ. In Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 79. After they, Allah Azza wa Jalla destroyed them. Nuh, he went to his people. They died. They destroyed. لَقَدْ أَبْلَغْتُكُمْ رِسَالَةَ رَبِّكُمْ. Oh my people, I have warned you. The message of your Lord. وَنَصَحْتُ لَكُمْ. And I warned you. I clarified the message and I warned you. I delivered the message, first of all. I conveyed the message. And I warned you on top of that. وَلَكِنْ لَا تُحِبُّونَ النَّاصِحِينَ. You know, this is really, we can relate to this. وَلَكِنْ لَا تُحِبُّونَ النَّاصِحِينَ. But you don't like those who give you nasiha. Those who give you a warning. Those who give you like a nasiha. An advice. There's some people, subhanAllah, you want to tell them an advice, but they don't like it. But also you and I as da'is, we need to learn, and you know, the art of giving advice. There is in fact a full fiqh. There's a full, you know, fiqh about giving da'wah. Giving da'wah, you know. There's some people who don't know how to give nasiha. Because sometimes giving a nasiha, giving an advice may turn, you know, against you. If you don't know how to give the nasiha. If you don't know how to give the nasiha, this nasiha may come against you. If you don't know how to give an advice. So he said, you don't love those who give advice. You don't love those who give advice. وَلَكِنْ لَا تُحِبُّونَ النَّاصِحِينَ. So you and I, as da'is, my brothers and sisters, we need to learn this art of giving da'wah. A man wanted to provoke, he's a Jewish man actually. He wanted to provoke one of the pious predecessors. He told him, who's better than you? Who's better? Your dog? I mean, my dog, or your beard? Ajib, look, he's trying to provoke him. He says, he was walking his dog. He says, you know that dog here, my dog? You know, which is better? You, your beard, or my dog? He says, if your dog make it to Jannah, I don't make it to Jannah, your dog is better than me. But if I make it to Jannah and your dog does not make it to Jannah, of course I'm better than your dog. He's trying to provoke him. And the guy used hikmah. He used, you know, wisdom. You know, as a da'i, not anybody who tries to provoke you, you want to have a fist fight with that person. You know, you got to be smart because you are doing the work of the prophets. And the work of the prophets requires lots of patience, perseverance, you know, art of speaking, art of giving da'wah, art of sending or clarifying or delivering the message. And you need to be, you know, lean in giving the message. People don't like it when they are in front, you know, of a group, and then you want to tell them or pinpoint fingers upon them because the ego will kick in. You wait until, you know, people go away, let's say, and then you go to that person. Sometimes even a sheikh, an imam. We all make mistakes. We all make mistakes. You don't stand up in front of everyone and say, hey, sheikh, no, that's wrong. You're wrong. You don't know. This is not wrong. What you're saying is wrong. What you're saying is bid'ah. Not like that, ya ammi. Not like that. Whoever he is a human being. Shaitan, you know, his nafs, you know, will kick in, and he will, even if he's wrong, he knows he's wrong, and then he may want to, you know, argue with you. Not all, but the majority, they would want to argue with you because they would not feel like, I want to be defeated in front of people. No. Because, of course, you did not know how to convey the message. You wait for the right time. Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullah alayh, listen to this and write it down in gold. في المكان الذي ينبغي على المنهج الذي ينبغي والطريقة التي تنبغي. الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر. When you enjoin good and forbid evil, it has to be at the right moment, the right time, the right place, and the right way. The right way, the right place, and the right time. The time is very important. The place is very important. And the manner, the way, is also very important. This is if you want to enjoin good and forbid evil. Choose the right time. Choose the right place. And choose the right words of enjoining good and forbidding evil. There's so many stories from the Prophet Muhammad, from the Sahaba, from the Tabi'in. There's so many stories in this regard. You know, my brothers and sisters? So, no, Salih, he went to his people and told them, لا تحبون الناصحين. You don't like those who give you nasiha. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them. Brothers and sisters, as I said in the beginning, listen to this and I'm going to end with this conclusion. These people, you know, this Al-Hijr, as I said, it's about 400 kilometers northwest of Medina. This place still exists. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Prophet Muhammad alayhi wasallam, with the Sahaba, they were coming back from a battle called Tabuk. They were coming back from Tabuk. So they rested, you know, in this area, you know, not too far from this area, they rested. And then the Sahaba, they went and then they got some water from a well in that area of Al-Hijr. And they got some water because they needed to cook their meal, you know. So they went and they got some water and then they cooked their meal. As they cooked their meal, you know, the Prophet was resting. So after the Prophet Muhammad, you know, woke up and then, you know, they brought the meal, they brought the food. Then the Prophet Muhammad says, you know, where did you get, you know, this food from? Where did you get the water to cook this food from? They said, Ya Rasulullah, we just got the water from this well, you know, in this area. The Prophet says, go and throw that food away. Throw the whole food. Throw that water, throw the whole food. Why? Because that water comes from this area and this area is cursed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This area is cursed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go and throw that food and throw that water. When something is cursed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never put any barakah in it. This area of Al-Hijr, it is cursed. The people who don't follow their prophets and their messengers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cursed them. But before Allah azza wa jalla curses them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send them messengers. And we talked about Hud and now about Salih. Warning people, warning them. Nuh before them, warning people. It is near the Dead Sea, exactly. Warning them. Showing them miracles. Yet, they would not believe in the miracles of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah azza wa jalla destroys them. So brothers and sisters, you and I, let us take heed from these lessons. Let us take heed from these lessons. Insha'Allah ta'ala. It's an area that still exists in the Rub' al-Khali. You know, sometimes people, they go and visit, but it is against the sunnah, subhanAllah, to go and visit that area. But that area, because those, there are still monuments in there. So some people, they say, you know, we just want to go and visit. Until today, they said, let's just, you know, some people, they go and they visit, you know, these areas there. But the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ did not like it. He didn't like it. But until today, some people, they go and they say, we just want to take heed, you know, to visit and see what these people used to do and what they have left behind. But Prophet Muhammad, he told the Sahaba to throw away the food and not to use it, rather than to go and visit. You don't need to go and visit that place. But it is still there. It still exists. To take heed. May Allah save you and may Allah save us. People lived with Salih, those who believed, they lived in Salih, in Tawheed, in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For some time, Salih passed away and people were still living in, you know, under the Tawheed. But again, Shaitan, remember, made a promise. Shaitan made a promise. And that promise is to deviate people from the straight path. So he started going out there again and whispering, introducing, you know, the shirk. And people started again one more time indulging in shirk until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them another great prophet. Another great prophet. And this prophet, my brothers and sisters, in fact, he is from the five chosen prophets. What do you mean five chosen prophets? There's 124,000 prophets. There are five chosen prophets. تِلْكَ الرُّسُلْ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. Those are the prophets. We favored some over others. This prophet, he is from the five chosen ones. Who is he? Who is he? He will come. And he will find so many challenges. So many challenges. And he will be young. And he will live for a long time. And he will go through so many challenges. He is from Ulul Azm. He is from Ulul Azm, those five Ulul Azm. Who is this prophet? Amazing story, magnificent story. We learn, sisters and brothers, we learn patience from Nuh. We learn patience from Hud, from Saleh. But the story of this prophet will give you the keys to patience. What? Say that again? Yes. We learn patience from Nuh, right? We learn 950 years, right? We learn patience from Nuh. But with this prophet, we will learn the key to patience. He will give us keys. Who is this prophet? No, not Ayyub. No, nobody knows, inshallah ta'ala. We will talk about him starting tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. We will talk about this amazing prophet, and with this prophet who went through so many challenges, even challenges from his own family, subhanallah. He will teach us how to talk to your kids. He will teach us how to talk to your dad. He will teach us how to talk to people of knowledge. He will teach us how to talk to people of power. He will teach us how to talk to people of belief. He will teach us so many things. He will teach us how to talk to, you know, I'm not going to tell you, you're giving me Shu'aib, you're giving me Ibrahim, you're giving me Ayyub, you're telling me Yusuf. I'm not going to tell you who. Tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, brothers and sisters, we will talk about this amazing prophet, inshallah ta'ala. Alrighty? Tomorrow, inshallah. Yes, bi'idhnillah. Same time, same place, bi'idhnillah. Same time. Brothers and sisters, just stop it, okay? Just stop it. I will not tell you. I will not tell you, inshallah. Khalas, I'm done, right? Tomorrow, you're telling me Yusuf, you're telling me Ibrahim, you're telling me Shu'aib, you're telling me Ayyub, you're telling me, you're giving me all so many names, you know. I said, no, I'm not going to tell you. We'll tell you tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. Tomorrow, we'll tell you. But all I can tell you from now is you will fall in love with the story of this prophet. You would, in fact, inshallah ta'ala, learn so much from the story of the prophet. You will learn so much from the story. In fact, the story of this prophet will solve so many of your problems. The story of this prophet I'm going to start talking about tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, will solve so many problems that you may be going through. So many, inshallah ta'ala. All right, brothers and sisters. Jazakum Allah khair. Barakallahu feekum. We'll see you tomorrow, inshallah. Humaira, take care. Thank you, Hanifa. Thank you, Yasmin. Thank you, Layla. Thank you, Watercolor Najwa. Thank you, Umair. Thank you, Nika Zawa. I hope she's here. Thank you, Sidi Yasin. Anytime for questions, go ahead, Yasin. You know, throw the questions at me, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakum Allah khair, Facebook. Those of you on Facebook, thank you. Humaira Munazza, who else? All of you on Facebook right here. Saadia Khan, all of you on Facebook. Thank you so much. May Allah bless you all. Barakallahu feekum. We'll see you tomorrow, inshallah. Those who've come in late, the session will be saved on Facebook and on Instagram and on YouTube as well, inshallah ta'ala. All right? Jazakum Allah khair, Munazza you. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm here with Instagram answering questions, but with Facebook, Jazakum Allah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi. Nasima Ali, oh, you came in late, I guess. It's all right. Jazakum Allah khair. Barakallahu fikum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum.